From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, January 21st at 8:56, and we have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We're starting this Wednesday morning off on a positive note in Chicago. Taking a look at the Chicago corn market first, March corn futures are currently up a penny and a quarter at 425. May corn is up a penny and a half at 432 and three quarters. July corn up a penny and a quarter at 439. And new crop December 26 corn futures up three quarters of a cent at 451 and a quarter. Looking at the soybean complex, March soybeans currently up 10 and a quarter cents at 1063 and a quarter. May soybeans up 9¾ cents at 1073 and three quarters. July soybeans up 10 cents at 1086 and a quarter. And new crop November 26 bean futures up 8¾ cents at 1072 and three quarters. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, March wheat futures are currently up a penny and a quarter at 511 and a half. May wheat futures up a penny at 522 and three quarters. And new crop July 26 wheat futures up a penny and a quarter at 535 and a quarter. The market continues to try and find fair value after last week's major USDA crop report on the 12th of January that shocked the market with increased production in corn and slightly higher in soybeans. Demand continues to be very strong and robust, but given the sell-off in the futures market, basis continues to show signs of strengthening as we look forward here over the next 30 to 60 days as end user needs remain uncovered and need to continue to encourage farmers selling as we proceed closer to spring. The market will continue to try and point towards the acreage report that we see at the end of March as the next big needle mover from a supply and demand projection, as well as the February Ag Outlook Forum, where the market will also analyze projections on acres moving forward. Until then, a basis will again have to do a lot of the heavy lifting as we move forward here in the coming months. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great rest of your day and a good week.